This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Last week, the International Court of Justice, better known as the ICJ, gave Israel 30 days to abide by their orders to cease all genocidal talk, to cease all genocidal actions, and to allow humanitarian aid in. None of those things have happened. Israel is openly defying the orders. The question is, with massacre after massacre, and I swear, the past 24 hours have been some of the ugliest things I've ever seen in my life. What is the International Court of Justice going to do? Let me unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Before we get started with today's episode of the podcast, I want to let you know that at least for the next week, and it could be 2 weeks, I'm actually going to be on the road on tour. I'm going to be flying to Scotland tomorrow, and tomorrow I'll be in Scotland. Then we'll be in Manchester and Birmingham and London for a few days. Then we'll be, I think after London, I think we go to Dublin, Ireland, and we have some other dates that we'll announce pretty soon, but it'll be very difficult for me to record the podcast. And I have found, you know, I did an event this weekend in Canada. I found that it takes almost all of my time and attention to be able to do the events properly. We're obviously in an extremely difficult time in our world, and it requires precise language. And I find when I go to these events that people are not only looking for inspiration, but they're looking for very accurate, specific answers, information. They're looking for clarity. And I'm going to give each of these events my very best. I'll be speaking for sure at Oxford University and possibly at Cambridge. We'll find out soon. But after we do these events in the UK, we have many other dates and events planned, and I look forward to seeing all of you there. You can always get good information from me. The best place to hear from me is probably going to be on Telegram. And I know you're probably thinking, what is Telegram? It's really just a messaging app, and I have almost 100,000 people there that I'm able to just send basically direct messages to. It allows me to kind of leapfrog right past all of the noise. So I'm not just on your timeline. I'm basically sending you a text. And so if you download the Telegram app, and once you get there, if you just type in Sean King, my account is verified. So there might be other Sean King accounts. I have no idea. But the only verified account there is mine. Follow me there. You know, I find myself, I don't want to say growing cold, because that's not an accurate description of where I am right now. But I'm so frustrated. And this thing has gone on where we're nearing 120 days of nonstop brutality. We are well past 30,000 men, women, and children, elders, but mainly women, children, and elders that have been killed. And most of the men that have been killed had nothing to do with October the 7th. And the brutality is getting worse. The starvation, because this is how starvation works. It doesn't get better if you don't provide more food. There's less and less and less food. You're now starting to see people emaciated, malnourished. Hundreds of thousands of people are now said to have different types of viruses. Diseases are spreading. Sewage is very difficult to deal with now. It's a catastrophe. And the International Court of Justice said that there is plausible truth, you know, in their words, that this is a genocide. And all they had to do was quote the facts. Of course it's a genocide. And in fact, the votes were 16 to 1, 15 to 2. It wasn't close. And one of those votes was Israel. Okay. And even an Israeli official voted for one of the resolutions. Like, what are we even talking about? It is a genocide. This morning I saw, I'm fighting back tears out of my anger and frustration. I saw so many children who had been murdered. Children on the street, children in homes, dead children in the hospitals, dead children in an ambulance, just everywhere. Blown to bits. Saw one just horrible video of a little boy breathing his last breath. The doctor staying there with him until he did. I mean, you see the boy and it looks like he could live. But the blast injuries, so children are coming into the hospital with no blood. But their insides are completely destroyed. And the percussive blast, the pressure from the bombs are destroying their brains and bodies from the inside out. It's atrocious to see sometimes the kids come in bleeding only from their ears because of what just happened inside of their heads. Of course it's genocide. And if you followed the International Court of Justice and the decisions that they made, the single disappointment was that they did not order an immediate ceasefire because this thing had already been going on for 100 days. What do you need to see over 30 more? I spoke to experts about that and they said, well, Sean, the International Court of Justice itself had never ordered Israel to stop. And this was them ordering them to stop and say, you have 30 days to report back. Well, we're already in to the 30 days and they've already defied every order. It doesn't matter if they follow the order from here on out. They've already defied it. And so the question will remain, what is the International Court of Justice going to do? What will they do? Will they order a ceasefire? Will the United Nations Security Council, which heretofore has been held hostage by the United States of America, every member of the UN Security Council was either voting for a ceasefire or just standing down and not saying anything, except for the United States. United States, which sent a black man and then a black woman out there to veto it. Humiliating. And here's the thing. They have agency. They could have changed their mind right there on the spot. Their votes are binding. They aren't proxies. That is, Joe Biden can't say, hey, no. My vote was, no. That person is the voting member. They could have voted otherwise. They chose not to. And there for a minute, I was thinking, yeah, they were told to vote that way. And maybe they were. But it was their decision. They followed that. And you're supposed to be able to vote your conscience in the United Nations. So the United States and Israel continue to stand in lockstep with each other in defiance of an order to stop a genocide. And the question is, what will be done? Will the world do anything? If the International Court of Justice does nothing, what will the countries of the world do? What will the other bodies and agencies of the world do? It appears nothing. And the atrocities and the murders and the deaths are piling up by the hundreds and the thousands. And we're continuing to see suffering unlike anything we've seen in modern world history. Friends, I'll be back as soon as I can. Please know that we're continuing to fight to get my Instagram account back. I just want to be very honest with you. This company clearly does not want genocide exposed on their platform. And they definitely do not want anyone advocating for the end of the genocide. That's really what's at play here. And we can only hope that the Meta Oversight Board, which is made up of a good number of humanitarians and humanitarian attorneys, we can only hope that they do right by us. But until then, I'll continue to fight in every way I can. I hope to see all of you around the world. We'll go to as many places as we can for as long as we can. And I hope to see you there. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.
Momentum.